In the day of adversity, consider. George Milne, Lessons for the Christian's Daily Walk, 1859. In the day of adversity, consider. Surely God has appointed the one as well as the other. Ecclesiastes 7:14. In your adversity, consider that you deserve it all, that had you nothing but adversity, it only were your due, that every moment free from trouble is a mercy, that had the full curse been poured on you, your life would be nothing but sorrow and vexation. Consider that God afflicts you for your profit, to bring your sins to mind and lead you to the cross. Believer, God chastens you in love to make you a partaker of his holiness. Hebrews 12:10. How often have you forgotten him, but he never forgets you, and thus he chastens you. Consider how much you live for the world, how little you live for the Lord. Consider how earthly, sensual, and devilish is your nature. Consider your thoughts, how vain. Consider your service, how unprofitable. Consider then God's love in chastening you. Are you in sickness? Then consider your many days of former health, all undeserved by you. Consider your many helps in trouble, God's presence and his grace, all undeserved by you. In sleepless nights, consider how many nights you have slept soundly and sweetly, all undeserved by you. Consider him who gives you songs in the night, all undeserved by you. In poverty, consider how all your former needs have been supplied, food, clothing, lodging, and so many comforts, all undeserved by you. Have you incurred the loss of sight or hearing, loss of limbs or power of using them? Consider then your former powers, how much enjoyment you have had in seeing, hearing, moving, handling, all undeserved by you. O tried believer, consider then that your afflictions are light, and they are but for a moment. They are all ordered in divine wisdom, tenderness, and love. Consider Jesus, what sufferings he endured, all for unworthy you. Then faint not, nor be weary, but consider your eternal weight of glory, glory that far outweighs all your woes, glory all undeserved by you. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18.